Hubert Humphrey came out to Oklahoma primarily to speak for himself and Johnson. But he also spoke for me in Oklahoma City, and then we flew up to Tulsa. And then I put him on a plane. Me and Mike Monroe and Jed Johnson Jr. and some others took him to his plane. He went up and he got inside the plane, and then all of a sudden he showed up again and came back down the stairs. He came over to me and he said, "Fred, you're going to win this thing." That's the feeling he got from being there. I later repeated that with Joe Biden when Joe was running for the Senate. So it was really moving well and just right at the last, but still a lot of people thought it was an upset.
You attached yourself to LBJ, your bumper stickers, Harris, LBJ.
My press guy, he was just terrific. He made new bumper stickers that said Harris, LBJ, and we had a brochure that showed Johnson and me in profile. The guy who worked for Johnson told somebody, "I don't think presidents don't like having his name second." Which is probably true. But Johnson came to Oklahoma, last of that campaign. He came to Claw Dam. They were dedicating it. Didn't have any water in it yet. But it was a thing he'd supported. He'd supported Bob Kerr's Arkansas River Navigation Project. I couldn't be on the platform because this was a presidential visit, and I'm a candidate. Also, Johnson didn't want to be that associated with candidates in tight races, and he really wanted a coronation. He didn't want to put his prestige on the line, and, you know, mine was obviously a close race. But I went over there to call to that thing, and so did Wilkinson. We had our signs and so forth. When we flew back to Oklahoma City, where he was going to make a public appearance at the state fair, he flew in a helicopter back to Oklahoma City. Carl Albert said, "Get on here with us." I said, "Well, I'm not on the damn manifest." He said, "That's all right. Just stick with me and get on." So I got on the helicopter with the president. I think Ed Edmondson was there and Mike Monroney. I sat across from the president, and I'm a good listener in a situation like that. So he got to where he was just talking primarily to me. But he's telling us how Robert Kennedy tried to get him ditched off of the ticket after John Kennedy had offered him the vice presidency. And he acted out the parts. Here's what Bob Kerr said to me, and here's what Sam Rayburn said. And he acted them out. When he's Sam Rayburn, he turned down his Stetson hat, kind of like the way Rayburn did it. Anyway, we got over to Oklahoma City, and of course, I wasn't on the platform there either. Johnson made a really famous speech. He said, "There are people who want me to go north in Vietnam, but I don't think American boys should have to do what Vietnamese boys should do for themselves." That was his position. I don't know if he believed it, but that was his position.
That came back to haunt him then, didn't it?
Yeah. I don't think he believed it at the time, but, you know, it's like Woodrow Wilson saying he kept us out of war, you know, and right. He promptly got us in war. But there was this thing I've written about. Under the fairgrounds stadium, there was a big space where we had a Democratic Party fundraiser. I was invited to that, and Johnson was there, but private, close to the press. Drinks and standing up, crowd milling around. And Ross Cummins, my press guy, I don't know how the hell he did it. This was a Secret Service thing. You had to get through the Secret Service to get in there. Ross got in there with a cameraman and a sound man. So we're in there, and Johnson's coming around. He's got a scotch and water, and he's shaking hands, and he comes around to me and said, "How are you, Fred? Good to see you." I had gone to Washington to take a picture with him, so he knew who I was. And about that time, Ross Cummins put a microphone right up in the president's face. The camera started. You could hear it whirring. And he said, "Mr. President, would you say a word about Fred Harris?" Well, you could tell Johnson just madder than hell. And he's thinking to himself, "I said no press." But he's conscious the sound's on and the camera's whirring. So he handed his drink to somebody else. Then he turned to me and he shook hands with me. Then he looked back in the camera, and these are his exact words, because we used it in an ad. He said, "I need Fred Harris in Washington. Send me old Fred, and we'll charge hell with a bucket of water. Old Fred will bring home the bacon and tack the coonskin on the barn door." So that's how I got this public endorsement of Johnson.
Great move. And then that was seen on television over and over and over
again. Yeah, that was, you couldn't make up those words.